Okay, Mr. Mick, I'm ready.
Okay, let's, we're starting. Do you want to take a roll, or have you already
written down? Yes, nope, I will take a roll. West, Mick?
Here.
Granger, Jones?
Here.
McNeil?
Present.
And Andrews?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Did we send out minutes? I mean, electronically, ahead of time?
Yes.
So everybody's
done? Yeah, here, I get it.
How are you?
Yeah. Are there any, from what you guys saw, was there any corrections that need to be made?
I haven't seen
either. Yeah, I thought they were fine. I will move that they be accepted as written.
Okay, motion to accept as presented.
That's all September 10th.
September 10th, 2018.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's right.
All those in favor signify
aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're approved the minutes. Moving on down here. June 25th now.
Right.
Yeah, that was a special meeting we had. Yeah, to review the Brownfield project for the former Sheboygan Hardware Building.
The next one of those?
Yep.
Mr. Chairman, I have reviewed those as well and find they are back at reflection of the meeting, and I move that we approve.
Ooh. We have a motion. Second. All those in favor, aye. Say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. So we're down to number four, Tom. That's where you jump in.
Sure. Well, simply the reason for this meeting is that we have to make our annual disbursement for reimbursement costs for two Brownfield projects in the city. One being the former Sheboygan Village Marina, which was originally Mariner's Village project. That project is at its end with this disbursement of $1,500.06. Will meet their reimbursable costs of $149,400. So Sheboygan Village Marina, basically that project is now ended with this last disbursement of $1,500.06. We also have the capabilities of capturing those same tax dollars for the next 5 years. So what happens with that is we'll put that into our own City of Sheboygan Brownfield Redevelopment Authority account. This year it's about $5,540.93. And then calculating over the next 4 years, it's going to be about $7,000 a year. So we're going to accumulate about just roughly over $33,000 that'll go into a local account. And those monies can be used for a brownfield project locally.
Yeah. That's something we can initiate proactively, or we have to wait for another project with those.
This board can initiate it. I mean, it's up to them. You just have to abide by the state statute.
Right.
But this board can basically initiate their own project and spend those monies on a project without state approval.
Eligible
projects, yeah.
Now, we're looking at a long payoff period for the second one there.
We are, yeah.
Can that money go towards that? I mean, I'm not saying I want to, but can it?
My first answer would be no, but maybe it's a possibility. I have not investigated that, Jim, so.
I would agree with Tom on that. I think decide or establish through the plan.
Yeah, through that particular plan, because they're... Mm-hmm.
After this payment, what's the balance of down that loan?
After, oh, the credit union?
Yeah.
Oh, it's roughly almost $400,000. I can get you that exact amount, Bob. I didn't really calculate it out, but...
It's going to take a long time.
It's significant, yeah. It was really intended to get paid back in about 12 years. But we didn't take it to the DDA for the DDA to forego their capture. So by not doing that, it's going to take almost 23 years to pay it back. But Mac McClellan is looking at that. Max does a lot of brownfield projects throughout the state, and he's done a lot of projects for us. And
what's the credit union think about it?
They're not disappointed, I guess. I know as long as they know they're going to get their money back, that were the reimbursable costs. They're getting about 50% less than they normally would. Their tax bill is about $50,000 a year, so it's $17,517 is getting reimbursed, so it's just 30%.
It's essentially tax credit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and that's
What's the negative? They squawk a lot, then they get a PR, wouldn't they know?
Sure. They did get some federal income tax credits, state income tax credits along with that, so that helped them.
That's right.
Yeah.
If it becomes easy to find out the answer to that question about whether that money could be appropriated for existing projects as opposed to new ones coming out, I think that'd be worthwhile knowing. Because somebody's going to ask the question sometime.
Sure. That's a good question to ask. Yeah, I talked to Mac McClellan last week, and I did ask him that question, but I'll ask him.
If I were part of the credit union, and I found out that this board was setting on a balance, I'd be asking that question right away.
Sure. Yeah, we're going to be distributed to us. Yeah, that's a good question. I'll ask Mac that.
So we need two motions?
Yeah, item number four of the... for the Mariners Village project, now Sheboygan Village Marina, we need a motion to disperse $1,500.06.
And that.
Support. So we have a motion and support to disperse the money as recommended.
I'll take a roll call vote on that. That's not the second one. We definitely should take a roll call, but we'll do both of them. Mick?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
McNeil?
Yes.
And Andrews?
Yes.
Okay. So that's approved. Now, item number five is the consideration of the disbursement of funds for the Straits Area Federal Credit Union. Those funds are $17,517.57. And on the back page where it shows those calculated dispersions, it shows a negative -$122.25. Bridget Brown, our treasurer, has since corrected that. She paid a bill out of this brownfield account that wasn't for brownfield dollars, so we had to make an adjustment on that. The balance is $24,558.56, and these three figures that are in handwritten add up to that. So we'll have At the end of the disbursement of $17,517.57, we will have $5,540.93 in the account.
They've been getting in the past, right around that number, 17?
Yes, yep, since we started reimbursing it. Yeah. It goes up slightly because of the rate of inflation, so the taxable value goes up, the rate of inflation, so they get, they're incrementally going to get a little more each year, but, you know, 2 to 3% is typically the rate of inflation.
How soon are we going to get our money from the state?
As far as for what?
For anything. For all the projects coming in.
We don't get, as far as like the new projects?
Yeah.
Those dollars will come in at tax settlement, and like at the end of March when we settle with the county. The county treasurer will calculate the tax settlement, and then the county treasurer disperses that to the city, goes into the account. We're also going to have to manage at least our city treasurer will have to manage a brownfield project for Bishop Motors. They went through a project that's basically between the property owner and what is now the EGLE. Was the DEQ, the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. But this brownfield board doesn't have to approve that, but it still goes through the city of Sheboygan, any disbursements. And he got $249,000 to demo three buildings, and there's some contamination on the former Duffany property, which was a gas station at one time. It was Steve's Sunoco. Everybody's asked me who Steve was. I don't know who's the owner was, but it was Steve Sunoco at one time.
Dave Sunoco last.
Was it?
Dave Bowers.
Hmm? Bowers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was quite the mechanic, Dave Bowers. Yeah.
So what's the state of the state's fund? I mean, is there money there to reimburse them?
For that project?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they still budget and set aside monies for local projects. There is no money left in the super fund, the so-called super fund for the federal government, EPA fund, that dried up long ago.
Right.
But
we were taking out a tank down at the intermediate at that time. They stopped asking this new stuff when the super fund ran out of money. It's funny how that worked.
Yeah. So we need a motion for the Straits Area Federal Credit Union to disperse $17,517.57.
I also move. Support. Move and supported to disperse $17,000+ as recommended.
Roll call vote.
Yes.
Mick?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
McNeil?
Yes.
Andrews?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I would have one statement, seeing as we're starting to get a little bit of money in here. Perhaps we should have a discussion at some point about policy as to if somebody approached and was wanting to address that money, what we would consider and what we wouldn't, and so forth.
That's a good point, because
I had the same thoughts. So I don't know if there would be an application process that would come through this board, or this board would just simply look at the merits of the project and our own decisions, if there's any policy guidelines
right
to that effect.
Yeah, there's just nothing in place. That's another good conversation to have with Mac McClellan and see. Yeah,
it'd be a lot easier to say no to a shaky project if you've got criteria. Right.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Good point. Yeah, and what if you get two good projects? You know, I mean, how do you make a determination? Do you split the monies? Do you go with one? Or yeah, those are all good questions. Yeah. Yeah.
Question for what's his name?
For Mac and Mac. Absolutely.
Somebody else must have considered that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Say, oh yeah, I've got it right here.
Like to think we had an original thought, but probably not. Yeah.
Is there anything else, then?
I have nothing else, and I don't have, to my knowledge, anything pending at this point for new brownfield projects. But that doesn't mean something's going to happen. Not going to happen here soon. We got a lot of people. We got Kevin Schaefer who bought the building on the corner. That building will probably qualify for brownfield incentives, but he has not applied yet.
The big building?
Yeah, the former Chinese buffet, China buffet. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I'm sure it will.
So.
A little obsolescence.
I understand there's been a lot of renovation.
Yeah.
Right on the corner. Unfortunately. Boy, get in. In the apartments above it.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a couple of units that were renovated. Unfortunately, they didn't get permits to do the electrical upstairs, so they're not up to code. So they got to redo all the electrical and some of it's drywall and all new carpet up there. Nobody's ever lived up there. There's two units that are really in pretty good condition. But they couldn't get an occupancy permit because.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
A couple things, if you don't mind. I'm just for the point of out the $7,000 per year times a 4-year period of time. Well, so that's $28,000. Is it possible to leverage that as to one sum, 28? And if something does come up where we need a large amount of money, that they can, you know, go to the bank and borrow against that $7,000. That's a. Is that guaranteed coming in? Is it guaranteed income?
It is. Well, it is unless.
So I mean, the building
burns down or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
If everything falls into place, so you can make it 28 instead of 7 a year. I'm just throwing it out there for.
Yeah.
Economics.
That's another good question to ask, but yeah, I mean, and typically we would. You can tap into it, so to speak, all along during the process, but. Typically, I think that what it's intended to do is to accumulate all of that money over 5 years.
Well, sure.
And then do a project.
Sure. Yeah, if something comes up that's, you know, gold mine, you know, it's kind of, you know, good, then just that option, if that's available, or that probably, you know, it makes sense if you can leverage it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is just an observation, and I'm just, you know, I'm pretty new to town here, too, but. I come from Mesa, Michigan, just south of Lansing. It's almost the same thing. We went through the same process. We lost a big corporation, and we had to rebuild too. So, one thing that is of interest, we always have the downtown development, and we have all the issues that, you know, the funding that comes to downtown. But if you just go one block from downtown, and you look at some of the conditions of the houses and things that are there, and we have an issue. You know, I hate the word blight, but that's the reality of it. It's blighty, by definition. If, you know, a group like you guys or the brownstone entity here can maybe address, maybe look beyond that, because, you know, if somebody comes through this town, they just don't go down Main Street, they go around the streets, the community. Mm-hmm. And there's these, you know, the people that have, maybe, you know, have money available for people to come to, you know, borrow that money, use that money to fix up community outside of the city. Somehow they always get neglected. You know, you always look at this. Hey, I want to paint my house. How come I only have, you know, downtown development money? You know.
Sure.
Yeah. So communities miss that sometimes. I know our town did. our town missed it. There was no, they did the downtown development, and the Main Street came in, just beautiful. You know, really nice, operative, you know, nice place to come, busy. But this town has so much more potential than our little community had. But the outside, you go up to the outsides, and everybody, they came, and they had the blight officer, and put the pressure on everybody, cleaned it up, which helped. But some of these people don't have the finances to do it, especially in this community. Right. You can see it. We know they don't have the money. So just throwing that out there. There's some type of, you know, food for thought. You guys can think about it.
I'm trying to remember, Tom, does the brownfield require a district, or is it just covers the city of Sheboygan?
It covers the city of Sheboygan, yeah.
So yeah. There were an eligible project out there
to
take care of the blight.
See, I don't know if people know. I don't know if they know if anything like this exists. So maybe it's something to get the word out that, you know, we're in it, you know, for the good of the community. So
didn't the county set up a brownfield?
They did. Yeah.
The county has one too.
Mm-hmm. And Inverness has one of their own, I think.
No, the county.
They were talking about it for a while. When the fight was going on.
Right, they were. Yeah. They somewhat attacked Wolfer by and being, but. The biggest blade was a minor block.
Mm-hmm. You know, the issue of blight, I'd like to get on that committee a little bit more, discuss that too, is that we don't necessarily, there's a lot of factors involved, but, you know, I mentioned that we always used a retired police officer, for example. Well, the police officer is, you know, they do have a mentality like they're going to enforce the law. Well, some of these people, they need more than have the law enforce. They need some assistance.
Yeah.
And so I think if the chief is going to look at, you know, hiring buddy, or we're going to hire somebody as a counselor or whatever it might be, or however we're going to address it, is to have somebody with a different background, or leave it open to maybe a social worker or something like that, because that somebody can go in and address the issue and talk to the person and say, hey, how come your house is falling down? You know, what's the deal here? You know, somebody said, well, my wife might be dying, or this, you know, blah, 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 or whatever the issue might be. It may be deeper than, it doesn't negate the fact that their house is falling in, they should fix it up.
Right.
But instead of giving them a penalty right off the bat and saying, how can we work with an organization like you guys or something to maybe assist that or help in the process, instead of, you know, giving them a citation and taking them to court and rolling the house, you know. So, just those, you know, things I'm thinking, because it's interesting, you know, what's happening here, so. When you mentioned the building on the corner, you know, the funding goes right there. Well, that's downtown development. I'm just going, I guess, downtown development. No, I'm a, you know, neighborhood guy. I want to get that neighborhood fixed up.
Sure.
Yeah, good point.
Just to think about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well said.
I have no other business to deal with.
So we'll accept the motion to adjourn then.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. We are adjourned. Okay. I should bang the